All right,
guys. We're back.
We are. Okay, sorry we had to miss a week. We really tried to not do it to you, but
it's been hectic, and we're still figuring out how to do this whole recording from different countries thing.
Yeah, because if you don't know, I'm in England, okay? Been in England for 2 weeks, so this is the first time we're recording since I've actually been out of the country.
It's exciting, and we did a catch-up episode on Patreon if you want to hear us ramble a little bit.
If you want to hear, like, all about, like,
travel
and what I've been doing and, like, everything and movies and TV shows that we're, like, trying to catch up on, like, all that kind of stuff, definitely go to our Patreon and donate. You can donate as little as $1 to get access to that content. And, of course, if you donate more, you get some super cool, awesome stuff. And also, if you donate that $10, you get letters, which means, like, you might actually get a letter from...
You can get a postcard.
You get a postcard from England, like, that I write on, and have to send to Jane, and then she has to write on it and then send it to you.
but we'll do it.
But we'll do it, because you donated the money, and we promised. So
exactly.
So definitely go to our Patreon and subscribe up there. Or I don't know what you... Not really subscribing. I don't know what you call it. Donating.
Become a Patreon.
Become a patron.
Yes. Patreon. I can't talk. I made myself a screwdriver.
Yum.
Earlier, it was a strawberry screwdriver because for my housewarming party, someone brought me like the Lizzo like strawberry vodka.
Nice.
I know.
I've been drinking so much. When I get back, I'm gonna have to take a fucking break.
Because you need to be sober.
My liver is gonna need the like time to flush out the toxins for sure. Like when I went, if you go to our Patreon, you can hear all about this. But I went to Liverpool, and the night before, I had so much to drink. I was so hungover. I straight up thought I was not gonna make it. Like I probably had close to like 7 or 8 or 10 beers. But I didn't pay for them all, which was why it was a problem. So, I really am embracing bar culture. I've never really gone to bars back home, so, because
it's huge over there.
Yeah, I much prefer to, like, drink in my own home, like, in my living room, like, on my couch watching TV. But, that's very expensive here, and I also don't have a couch or a TV, so, bars it is. I love it. It's so fun. But if you want to hear about that, you have to go to Patreon. So, All right. This week, we are back. We are officially kicking off the start of spooky season with this
spooky
episode.
Spooky season, October.
So, actually, I guess it was kind of last episode, because what did we do? Chapter 2?
Yes.
Okay, so technically last week, but that was your new movie of the month. So, this week, we are doing a movie I believe came out last year.
Yes.
Around this time. And it is, what is it, Jane?
Happy Death Day!
Yeah, Happy Death Day! Did you
guys never seen
it? We didn't. Oh, it actually came out 2 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, Happy Death Day to You came out a year ago.
Yes. Okay.
I think.
Definitely haven't seen that still. But it came out on Friday the 13th in October. And
it's a spooky movie.
It basically, what it is Groundhog Day, but with murder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. And I love Groundhog Day. It's one of my favorite movies, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember that review we read that one time that was like...
that was so obsessed with Groundhog Day.
This movie was okay, but it was no Groundhog Day. And the movie was literally nothing like Groundhog Day. Well, this movie deserved that review. I think the reviewer might have been confused.
Yes, because that is perfect for this to describe this film.
It's good, but it's no Groundhog Day.
And I didn't expect much from this movie.
No, honestly, I expected this movie to be pretty shit. In fact, on IMDb, it only has 90,000 reviews, which, although a lot, considering how many people there are in the world, not that many.
Not that many, yeah.
Like, let's see how many, like, let's say, like, Avengers has. Avengers Endgame, that's a good one. How many reviews on IMDb does that one have? Over 500,000, almost 600,000. Okay. Happy Death Day has, you know, 90,000.
Yeah.
It's certainly, the scores are pretty, like, in between, I'd say. Pretty, like, moderate. but honestly, this movie, way better than I thought it was gonna be.
No, me too. It's, like, it's a lot better than I thought it was gonna be.
The trailers made it look horrible.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember, like, being like, what the hell?
But honestly, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I thought it was a good comedy horror.
Yeah, so this kind of honestly cabined in the woods me.
Yes.
Because just like Cabin in the Woods, I expected this to be like a scary movie, and it ended up being more of like a satire with horror elements.
Yeah.
So basically it follows this really bitchy sorority girl whose name is Tree.
Tree. Teresa, Tree.
But Tree, like T-R-E. And basically she's a bitch. She's a typical, like, blonde, skinny sorority girl, like, very stereotypical of that, like, spoiled. Her day starts, she, like, had sex with a guy last night whose name is Carter. He's cute, but not in, like, an overt way. And, she obviously, like, rushes out. She gets stopped by this guy who she hasn't called in a few days, and he's like, why don't you call me? And she's like, oh, go away. You're a bitch ass, you have bad dick, like, all that. And then...
Wasn't that the line that, like, who takes their first date to a Subway? It's not like you have a foot long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah, it is. That's the line. And that's the exact quote, because mine was not that quote. And then she goes to her room, and she sees her roommate, and her roommate's, like, a nurse or something, and she's, like...
She's weird and annoying. She's weird, and
it's, like, why is she in a fucking sorority? I don't know. But then she's, like, oh, it's your birthday. Like, I found out. I looked at your driver's license. Haha. Like, here's a cupcake. And she's, like, oh, I can't eat it because, like, carbs. And so she throws the cupcake away. Whatever. Goes to class. Has a sorority meeting that week where her, like, house, whatever the fuck, her, like, head of house is a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
And her sorority president's a bigger bitch than her. And, like, fat shames some girl. And then she fat shames some girl. And then, basically, that night she's going to a party and she gets fucking stabbed by a guy in a mask.
Yeah, she's going through an alley, like a underpass type thing, and she's killed by a guy in a baby mask.
Yeah, who's, it's like their school mascot. So,
yeah.
Oh, also, I should mention she's having an affair with a professor who's also a doctor.
Who's married.
Yeah, he's married. So, yeah. Then she wakes up in the same bed and everything starts happening again. And so she does this and does this and does this, obviously.
Gets killed over and over and over.
Gets killed over and over and over. And so then at the very end, she realizes that it's this guy, this, like, serial killer, who's in the hospital. He breaks out, and he's the one who's been murdering her. She figures it out, kills him, and, like, you think that's gonna be the end, but it actually has a false ending.
But first, right, doesn't, like...
Oh, yeah, she does...
He kills Carter, and she doesn't... She hangs herself to start over the day.
Because she doesn't want Carter to be dead. But she knows that
she's like, oh, the killer is the serial killer.
Yeah, and also, she does, like, everything right, you know what I mean? She has, like... She does... It's, like, totally, like, Groundhog Day, where it's, like, if he just does the right thing and stops being a jerk, he learns his lesson, then he'll get over it. She has to find her killer, and that's how she gets over it. So, she she does, like, her perfect day where she, like, goes to her dad and she's like, I'm sorry and I love you. And we found out her, like, mom died and it was really sad and tragic. And, like, she couldn't really handle that. And so she kind of turned away from, like, being nice. And then she apologizes to her roommate and she, kisses Carter and, like, all this stuff, like, all this good stuff. She makes the whole day completely good. And then she kills her killer, like, makes his whole plan, kills him, and she fucking wakes up the next day.
Yes.
In the same bed. And you're like, okay, no, what the hell?
Yeah, like, she killed him.
And she starts flipping out, and, like, it looks like that's gonna be the end. Because she's like, no, I got it right, like, I killed my killer, like, he killed me, he's dead now. And...
The time that she came back and did everything right, she ate the cupcake that her roommate had made her.
And it was the only thing she had done different. Because she didn't throw it away every day, but some days she just didn't eat it. Some days she just, like, forgot about it, or some days whatever. She figures out that her roommate has been poisoning the cupcake because she's such a bitch.
And she's, like, jealous of her affair with the professor.
Yeah, because she doesn't think it's fair. Even though she ends her affair with the professor. So she fucking kills her roommate in this, like, really cool fight sequence where she forces her to eat the cupcake and she's, like, trying to spit the cupcake out because obviously it's poisoned and she knows it, and she falls out the window and fucking dies.
So wild.
It's wild. And then, of course, like, she learns her lesson. She becomes a nice person. Like, all that stuff. Yeah. And her and Carter get together. But also, I should also mention she doesn't have infinite tries to save her life.
Because her body takes the damage from every death.
Yeah, but she doesn't... It just doesn't, like... She'll die eventually, but more from, like, just having too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
It's a crazy, crazy, crazy movie.
Yeah, it's really weird. I honestly, it was kind of like Assassination Nation in the way that I was like, what is this? Like,
yeah. Is this movie good?
Yeah. I would say it's, like, fun.
Yeah, me too. Don't know
if it's good. But it's definitely fun.
Yeah, I had a good time watching it. I'd like to see the second one.
Yes, me too. I feel like it's probably not very good.
Yeah, I don't know. Our friend Michaela said it was good for a sequel.
Really?
But also, maybe it wasn't her. I'm not sure who said it. I don't know. But she also said that her 14-year-old sisters like this movie, and I was like, it's a very 14-year-old girl movie.
Yeah, it's a comedy. Like, clearly, it's supposed to be funny. It's very satirical, but it's not like satire of horror. Like, Cabin in the Woods is satire of horror, and like, is supposed to be making a statement. This is not making a statement. It's just supposed to be. It's like a fun Halloween movie if you don't want something that's super scary, but that is also, like, got a little bit of, like, a jump to it. And, like, a little bit of, like, twists and turns. Like, definitely a good movie to show people who don't like scary movies, but who want a movie to watch
around this time. An adrenaline rush movie.
Yeah, and it's only PG-13, so you can show it to, like, teens at Halloween parties or whatever. So if you're looking for, like, a movie to watch with a friend who maybe, like, doesn't like scary movies, this is a really good option. Like, because it's a...
Yes, it's for a Halloween movie.
It's enjoyable. It's perfect for spooky season. Like...
It's very Scream, but not as horror.
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, that's a good way to describe it. And it's very funny. Very funny.
And Scream is even, like, not, like, a satire, but it's very meta.
Yeah.
Oh, Scream is so good. I need to watch that for Halloween.
I love Scream. I need to just watch all of them.
I'm dying here, man.
I'm dying here, man. Oh. Oh boy. So I have some like kind of fun facts about the films.
Yes.
So, first of all, the subway line that you just so eloquently quoted for us.
Oh. Yes, because I read the trivia.
It's improv.
Yes.
It's all it's improv, which I thought pretty funny. Pretty funny improv.
Yes.
Apparently, so she has this, like, ringtone that's like, it's your birthday, pick up the phone. It plays all the time in the movie. Apparently, originally, they wanted In the Club, and the trailer uses the song In the Club, but the film couldn't acquire the rights, so they had to take it out and replace it. Also, the baby mask was supposed to be funny. It is funny. It's supposed to be, like, they basically sound like a parody of The Purge.
Yes.
But funnier. But also something that could be believed to be a college mascot. Originally, the movie was rated R, which included some scenes with really grisly deaths, but they had to be entirely altered to make it PG-13.
Gotcha.
Yes. The original mascot was designed by Tony Gardner, and it was a pig, which was a motif already done in the Saw movies, which is ultimately why they decided not to do it. The Jessica Roth, who plays Tree, there's a scene where she walks completely naked on campus.
Because she doesn't care because she keeps coming back.
Yeah. Apparently, they had to be super careful with that because, like...
They shot on an actual campus.
Actual college campus. And so they had it blocked off, but people could still kind of see. So they had to film it super quickly. And apparently between takes, they just covered her with jackets.
And it was all, it was an all-female tech crew on that.
Yeah. Also, the scenes where Tree leaves Carter's dorm and walks through the campus quad, it's like the same specific events happen each time. I.e., like, the couple getting soaked by sprinklers, car alarm going off, all that stuff. It took 2 days to shoot because they kept having problems. And at one point, the sprinklers malfunctioned and couldn't be turned off, which cost the crew at least an hour of filming until they were able to fix it.
Wild.
Yeah. And this script was originally written back in 2007. It was going to star Megan Fox, our queen, and be directed by Michael Bay, which... would have been so good. When was Jennifer Body released?
I don't know, but I want to see it so bad.
2009. So, which means this was Megan Fox's, like, heyday. Also,
we need to do that
Bay's
movie.
Heyday. Oh my god, yes. I want to see that so bad.
Me too.
I've never...
Amanda Seyfried?
Also, the fucking soundtrack for that, amazing. I used to have the soundtrack. Yes. I bought it at Hastings. Amazing. I know. I really want to see Jennifer's Body. We should watch it.
Have you seen... I was thinking... Sorry. This is really off topic. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Guys, is that okay? they can't answer. sorry.
That's so true. Yeah. We're recording this in the future, in the past.
So we've gotten a lot of requests for The Shining for the month of October, and I was wondering if you had seen the previews. Oh wait, Dr. Sleep, we did see the previews together when
yes!
we saw it.
I can't wait. When did
yes,
that come
I'm
out?
So excited. I'm not sure, but I'm listening to the audiobook right now, and it is so freaking good, and I'm so excited to see the movie.
I need to get Audible and just listen to some audiobooks.
Audible is, like, a really good investment.
Yeah, I feel
like
I need to.
It's, like, good if you're going on a lot of bus rides or plane rides. I really think you should invest in Audible.
I am going on all of those things.
I think you should invest.
Here's another,
Stephen King books are great to listen to.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I need to do. I really don't like audiobooks, but I feel like since I'm into podcasting, maybe I'll like it better.
Yeah.
Okay. Original ending for the film. This is pretty crazy. It's probably the craziest fact on here. So, according to the original ending, Tree actually succumbs to her accumulated injuries right after she kills Lori, her real killer. She is being treated for said injuries by her professor's wife before being murdered again by the professor's wife as revenge for sleeping with her husband, thus entering another time loop. The test audiences were furious, feeling betrayed that the protagonist, after becoming a better person, could not break free. The ending was conceived as a way of leading the viewer to believe it was never going to end. It was scrapped and reshot to the current theatrical ending.
That is so cool.
I think that would have been a great ending.
I think so, too.
That it's like, you thought she got broke out, but actually, now she's in this one.
Oof.
Okay, also, so in the film, it never says why she gets stuck in the loop, but the director says there is a definite reason for it, and if the viewers look closely at the film, there are Easter eggs pointing to the cause, and one is really big.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to watch it again and look for that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some Reddit threads on that.
Yeah, I bet there is. I bet you could look it up. I bet we could look it up right now and probably tell you on this podcast, which is what we're supposed to do.
That's our duty as edutainers.
Yep. Also, I want to say, this is really sweet. In Tree's supposed last loop where she fixes everything, including her relationship with her roommate, Lori, it is hinted that she is actually the killer because that is the only time she does not give Tree the cupcake, which proves that all she needed was an apology. Like, if you think about it, that's the loop where she kills herself.
Yeah, it is.
And she doesn't eat the cupcake because Lori doesn't give it to her.
Yeah. So right. Oh, my gosh.
In the last one where she kills Lori, she doesn't apologize.
Whoa.
I
never thought about that.
Apparently, the actual reason for the time loop is explained in Happy Death Day to You.
Oh, well, I guess we're just going to have to watch that.
Let's see. Why? I'm going to Google it. Why does Tree get caught in time loop? Oh, my God, I can't type. Time loop. Happy Death Day. Apparently, there's Easter eggs, so let's see. Why is there a time loop? Fan theories. Okay.
Yes. I'm so ready.
Okay. This is a sweet one. Okay. After reading the trivia, it said there was Easter eggs regarding why Tree was stuck in the time loop. My husband and I said it had to do with the candle. He pointed out that each time we saw Lori hand Tree the cupcake, the candle blew out. Even when Tree placed the cupcake on the table, the shutting of the door makes the candle blow out. Then I remember what Tree said about the birthday tradition she and her mom had. They blew out the candle together on their birthday cake. I think Tree's mom is protecting her from dying on their birthday by having her live the same day over and over again. Somehow the tradition or ritual of blowing out the birthday candle is allowing this to take place.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, apparently, the director apparently said he didn't say what the time loop was because he wanted a sequel.
That's such a Wes Craven thing to do.
Yeah. So, I don't know if that's actually the reason in the sequel, but I think that's a really cute theory, and I want to believe that. A lot of articles are saying it's the bracelet. I'm not really sure why. apparently the bracelet's from her mom.
Oh. Gotcha. So either way, it's probably her mom.
Yeah.
Her mom has something to do with it.
Yeah. So I don't know, but I think that's sweet, and I hope that that's true.
Yes. I think, and also it does a good job of kind of being creepy too, because the baby mask is pretty like unnerving.
Yeah. It is a little freaky, especially like when you're watching and you think she's finally got it, and then she doesn't.
Yeah, that is so frustrating.
That is such a frustrating part. And also, the girl who plays Tree, really excellent. She's a very good actress. Like,
she did a really good job.
Jessica
Ross.
She
was very believable.
Yeah, she was very good. I enjoyed her a ton. I don't know if she's really been in anything else.
La La Land. She was in La La Land.
Oh, who is she in? Oh, she was just like a friend.
Yeah.
So there you go. She was in Happy Death Day 2 as well, obviously. So, really cute. She's been in some other movies, but nothing I've ever seen. Except La La Land. So, everyone does, in my opinion, a pretty good job in this movie.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Like, the actors are all fairly good. Man, I really... Yeah, it's a really simple movie, not a hard watch at all.
No, no. There's not a lot to talk about with it. I wish,
I thought I didn't love the ending. I wrote that, though, when I thought that the first ending was the serial killer thing. And I was like, okay, she plans it all out. I thought it was, like, a little bit too much like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Where it to the point that it, once you kind of figure out the thing, it's kind of like, okay, duh. But then when she,
comes back.
When she comes back and does everything right and then she still doesn't get it, it's like, it's that's when I was like, okay, never mind, I like
that's
it.
That's a real horror movie right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, for real. I wish they'd kept the original ending. That would have been so cool.
But he wanted a sequel.
Yeah, but then it could have been about her getting out of that time loop.
That's true.
Or her figuring out why the fuck she's in all these time loops. But I do like that. I think that would have been more horror.
Yeah, I agree.
If she, like, way more dystopian, like, oh, she does everything right, she kills her killers, and then she just gets fucking killed again. Like, she's destined to die, and for some reason, like, can't. Like, it's a curse or something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested. I kind of want to watch Happy Death Day 2 now.
Me too. I wish I had.
I wonder if it takes place on her next birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not on Netflix, so probably not gonna want and probably not gonna go rent it. Doesn't seem that good. Horror movie sequels are almost never that good. Pretty rare.
I think that Dr. Sleep is gonna be good, though.
Oh, I bet it's gonna be so good.
Probably because, I mean, it's based on a book, so it's kind of...
Yeah. And it's also, like, a sequel, but also, like, its own story. It's not like...
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is its own story. It's...
And then Jack came back to life and...
Yeah.
None of that.
No, it's just about Danny and, like, childhood trauma.
Yeah. Which is scary in and of itself.
Yes, exactly.
So we're all excited for that. Yeah, I feel bad. There's not really a ton to say. I think this is probably going to be kind of a short episode. I have a review.
Yes.
Of course. Let me find it. I did it way back here. Okay, this is called... It's pretty long, so I'll take my time reading it.
Settle in.
1 out of 10. Hallmark Channel horror. The first thing you need to do is ignore any positive review of this film. There is no doubt in my mind that if most, if not all, of these were written by persons connected with the film in some way, this movie is utterly awful. Now, I cannot deny that Christopher Landon and Scott Lobdell are meekly innovative in unraveling this tale, but it is not enough to save this film. Sure, Happy Death Day will be able to score numerous jumps on people who don't watch horror movies for a living, but how hard is that? Also, horror movies for a living? What the fuck do you do?
What do you do? Do you think you watch horror movies for a living?
I would like that job. Please contact me.
Please? Excuse me. Whoever does that?
Whoever's job it is to watch horror movies for a living, please call me. And then write reviews about them on IMDb. Sorry, I'm not trying to be condescending to anyone. I pride myself on my solid nature, and I have little in the way of life. You're about to get...
Getting personal.
You're about to get someone's fucking life story, so just... they have little in the way of life. I assume that you do, and it is my hope in writing this that I may prevent your wasting time and money in the name of Happy Death Day. You see, I'm much like many of you. I slave... okay. I slave day in and day out beneath the yoke of mundane tasks, simply that I can continue to do so. When the week ends, I need the escape that the cinema often provides. When that escape is inadequate, I take it personally. In the case of Happy Death Day, I found myself wanting to escape the very showing of the film itself. Sure, I could have left, counted my losses, and been a better man for it. But I persisted. Can I just say, this is so obviously written by a man.
I know. Oh my like, gosh.
Insane. Okay. Why? I did it for you. In theory, I wasted my time, so you will not. Please do not render my sacrifice vain. If you must see something, theaters usually boast many options. Thank you for explaining to me what a fucking movie theater is. Yeah, I didn't know. I guarantee that Happy Death Day is the worst option that exists at the present time, at least in my town. Happy Death Day is peppered with characters that do not, but remind me of people I hated in college, or at least one half-dimensional cardboard cutouts of those people. That's the fucking point. They're supposed to be shitty people. I mean, yeah, they're not the most dimensionally written characters of all time, but she's supposed to be, like, shitty and stereotypical.
It's like Groundhog Day. Have you seen Groundhog Day?
Yeah, literally. Shallow Hal, anyone? Jessica Roth's protagonist, Tree, is thoroughly unlikable from her beginning to end, even though she undergoes her Hallmark-esque epiphany. I hope I didn't spoil the obvious. In any case, Roth's performance is utterly forgettable, and in my opinion, Landon probably could have replaced her with any mildly attractive barista in the region and achieved the same result, if not better. Harsh.
Okay, rude.
Not only did I want to strangle Tree every time she opened her mouth, but I also wanted to strangle myself for buying the seat. Perhaps you wonder why I did not go into specifics. It's still going. There really are no specifics. It's just bad. There was nothing good. It's a roller coaster ride, but not a good one. It was like one of those traveling midway coasters that give you whiplash and have you fearing for your life. I was waiting for Scooby, Shaggy, and the gang to pull up in the mystery machine and help Tree discover who's killing her. That would have made for a better film. Plus, if you are intent on seeing it, who am I to spoil it? Lastly, when did a female's bare upper back begin to qualify as partial nudity? Did I miss something? I guess technically they're not lying. But bare skin is nude skin. But for those of you who might have been hoping to see something more pulse-inducing, there's nothing for you on this front either.
I feel like he wanted to see more pulse, something more pulse-inducing.
Pulse-inducing, you know. You know where. All you can see is her shoulders, bitch, because the movie's not about her being nude. He was like, at least Cabin in the Woods was good for that.
Oh my god.
What, it's such a man review.
It is.
In case you're wondering, most movie theaters offer many movies, not just one. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I forgot. My girl brain didn't remember. I thought I had to see this movie because I saw the poster. Jeezy Pete's, what a harsh review. Also, I like when the reviews are too eloquently written.
I know, I like it whenever they just obviously want to, like, show off.
I know, they're like, how can I cash in on as many 10-cent words as possible?
It's so true.
Man, this is a really short episode.
I know. Let's talk about what we kind of want to do in the future for this month.
Okay, yeah. So, we did put a poll up on our Instagram and Facebook, asking, like, what you guys wanted to see. We got many, The Shinings.
Yes.
We did get The Witch. So,
and those two we are definitely going to do.
Yeah. So, The Shining's one that Jane and I both love. It's, like, definitely in my top, like, five horror films of all time.
For sure. It's probably in my top three.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's iconic.
Yeah, it's also just a great, great, great movie in general. So definitely go give that a watch. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it.
Yeah, it's perfect time to watch it.
Yeah, oh, for sure. The Witch, Jane and I, that's one of those ones where we're going to probably be arguing unless I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, I don't know how, I don't know. I think it's, we'll talk about it, but so maybe as of right now, we have different opinions, but we'll see. She just hasn't seen it in a while and maybe she'll
But I did see it in the theaters when it came out and I remember hating it, so.
I saw it in theaters and I remember loving it.
So we'll see what we still think. It's really considered to be a really good folk horror film. So if you do like Ari Aster, that's a great one to watch.
It's true. It's very Midsommar, Hereditary like type. Yeah,
it is folk horror. So if that's what you're into, definitely watch that. Maybe we could do The Ritual.
The Ritual is so good. I think that is such like a movie that a lot of people do not know about. And it is a Netflix original, amazing. So it's on Netflix.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing. And it is what I call the most male horror film that there is.
It's true. We were watching this with Allison's boyfriend, Liam, and he said this would never have happened with girls.
It is a movie that truly... The plot could not happen if the characters were not men, which is so interesting. I rarely really see films like that, other than, Fight Club, I guess.
Exactly. It's fascinating, to see that dynamic and how different it would be if it were women. Like, there's a movie kind of, it's not folk horror, but it's more science fiction, but it plays on, a group of females, and that group could only happen if it were all females.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see, a group, a folk horror film where all the characters are male.
Yeah, so definitely,
definitely
watch that one. I don't know. That would give us three, so we need one more for the month of October that was horror.
Yeah. We got there's Killer so Clowns from Outer Space requested. Or there's another one. I can't remember. I think it might be Nell or something like that.
We also got... Let me go to the actual, ones. The Saw movies,
Allison wouldn't like those, though. No, she doesn't like murder porn.
No, I don't. Murder porn is not for me. Serial Mom, which I haven't seen. The Omen, which I also haven't seen because I purchased, a bad copy of it, and...
She did it the same thing with Rosemary's Baby.
I did this both, so I was like, I'm gonna buy some classic horror films, and I went to the used video store, and I found this Rosemary's Baby, and it had, a weird cover, but I was like, oh, maybe that's why it's used. Turns out it was, a made-for-TV movie. It was horrible, and it was not at all the actual Rosemary's Baby. It was, a recreation, and then... I also did the same thing with The Omen. I purchased the remake with Haley Joel Osment. And
the other one is so good. It's so good.
And I never even watched it because I was like, this is not what I wanted. So then I just owned that for a long time.
Speaking of Satan e-movies, I've been watching American Horror Story Apocalypse. It's out on Netflix and Hulu right now, guys. You guys should take a watch. It is so good.
It is really amazing.
I love the guy who plays Michael is phenomenal.
Hot Cody Fern or
but
whatever.
He's a great actor.
Oh my god, yes. And I'm so pissed that I cannot watch the current season right now because I'm in England. I don't have a TV license. So I can't watch it, but I will watch it when I get back.
Yes.
We were also told The Invitation.
The Invitation is so good.
I've seen that one. Really good. Also, another one of those movies that, kind of like The Ritual, where not a lot of people talk about it, but it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it is very good. It's on Netflix. It's it's very, kind of Manson-y, and also not, it's hard to explain, but it's very, very good.
Yeah, it's a cult movie.
Yeah.
And then Ghibli movies. Someone requested Ghibli movies. Don't know if we'll be doing that one. Maybe another time.
Yes.
I don't even know what to say about Ghibli movies. They're so good.
They're just perfect. I don't know how to talk about them because they're so unique and so perfect, each and every one of them.
Yeah, so honestly, maybe we'll put up another poll and you guys can vote on which one you want because Like, we'll probably do those three for sure, but The Invitation, it's not folk horror, but it is, like, very similar style to, like, the folk horrors.
Yeah, kind of. Definitely. It does play a little bit on Isolation because, you know, they're out in
the woods, kind of. Like,
the woods, yeah.
So I don't want to do all folk horror. Like, give us another horror movie you guys would like to see, maybe one you have seen.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll probably be horror, or it will be like a Halloween movie. It could be like Hocus Pocus or something like that. Although, try not to pick movies that are just like so good that there's like nothing to talk about.
Exactly. It's really hard to talk about perfect movies unless they're like The Shining, where there's just so much to unpack.
Yeah. Either movies that have a lot to unpack, or movies that are like really flawed.
Yeah, like, those are the two easiest.
Those are the two easiest, and they're probably, honestly, the most interesting to talk about, in my opinion.
Yeah, but if you want the most content.
Yeah, but definitely, like, go give those films a watch. Like, start giving those films a watch to kind of see, you know, what you would like. Maybe we could do Monster House.
Ooh, Monster House is so good.
Right?
I want them to remake that with Finn Wolfhard.
Aw, he'd be cute. They could honestly use people from It. All people from It.
It's so true. They could use... but I think the girl who plays Max on Stranger Things would be a better
Probably, girl. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be good. And, yeah. Do we want to talk about any TV shows we're looking forward to? Just...
Oh, man. BoJack's about to have its new season. Yes. Coming out in like a month. Big Mouth will be coming out soon.
In a week from yesterday.
I know, yeah. Yes! Oh, I can't wait. What else? I don't know. BoJack announced his last season, so I'm so, like, sad, but also very excited because I hate when shows run for too long, so I'm glad that this is kind of ending. It's time.
And it's going to be perfect, I think. I have full faith.
Right now, BoJack is my favorite show on television, so...
Mine too.
So... If it ends well, it will be my all-time favorite. Like,
yes,
will
agreed.
Be the best show I've ever seen. Because every other show I've seen, there is always, like, a season or two that just kind of dip. Just are not as good as the rest. Like, Community, the last two seasons are just not as good. Game of Thrones, the last, like, two seasons are just not good. Like, everything, well, Parks and Rec even, like, it's really good. I think they ended at a good time, but... It does kind of have a dip there, like, towards the end.
Yeah, for
sure.
But,
like, everything always waits for it to start going bad before they cancel it. And BoJack has been going strong this entire time, and they had the story they wanted to...
It gets more and more engaging.
Yeah, and in my opinion, they had the story they wanted to tell, and they're finishing it, and they're not going to keep forcing it, which I really love, because sometimes... I feel like a lot of times, like, for example, Archer, like... Oh, Adam Reed, is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam Reed has wanted to stop Archer back in season 5, and they just wouldn't let him. And so he did do all of this, like, anthology stuff, which is really interesting and really funny and good, of course. But
it's
this
a good idea.
This
it's great.
Next season, he's completely stepping off. He's not writing a single episode, and he writes every episode by himself. He's not going to be writing a single episode.
It's going to be so different.
Exactly. And it's a very hard comedy to replicate, so I just don't... I feel like when writers have told their stories, you shouldn't force them to keep writing. Like, you should just let that story live its best life, and you should just move on and do a different story.
I agree.
Because it is possible, like, stories outlive their run, and when you have actors that don't want to do it anymore, and, like, people are tired of it, it's getting washed up, it's like, it's time to end it and just move on, and, like, so many people just beat that dead horse because it keeps sticking out money.
Yep. Yep.
Disgusting.
So true. Disgusting. Let art be art.
Let art be art. Stop forcing writers to write for just money. You'll make another money-making series for you. Okay, review, what do you give Happy Death Day? Out of 10.
Probably 7, 6 or 7.
I give it a 5. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a good watch. I wouldn't watch it again. It's not...
I think probably 6.
Not very memorable, but it is a good time.
It's a good time and a perfect time to watch it.
Yep. 5 out of 10, baby.
Yep.
Boop, yep. Boop,
boop. All right.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Follow us on social media. We are pretty active on there. We do take a lot of polls. Like I said, we pretty much just based half of our October off of what you guys want. So maybe it could be 3/4.
Yeah. Off so of what you guys want. Like, if you suggest things, we're probably going to do them.
Yeah. And honestly, the more you suggest, the more heads up we can give you on what we're thinking about doing. Because honestly, Jane and I kind of make up the movies as we go. But we could give you guys heads up if you like that, so that you have times to watch the movies before you listen to us. That's
exactly
possible.
Exactly. So comment on our polls.
Yeah, but we just need recommendations. And also, like I said, go follow us on Patreon. You can hear all kinds of stuff. We have favorite TV shows. If you want to hear more of us talk about TV, we have, you know, like movies. We have like everything that you could want, we have up there. We have just like life events, like so much. And we would really probably not for a little bit until I get back, but once I get back, we're really gonna be like kicking it into high gear on our Patreon.
True. It's going to be really intense.
Yeah, and we're gonna be like trying to do a lot of really cool stuff for you guys. So and honestly, like, if the more people we get, the more the really good rewards are going to have to go away because we won't be able to fill them. So if you want those really cool rewards now, get in on the ground floor.
It's true. Get grandfathered in.
Get grandfathered in so you can get them while you can. Because one day, me and Jane aren't going to be able to send everybody letters. But right now, it's at a manageable amount. And we totally can. And then even if you can't pay that much, or you don't have the money to donate that much per month, just $1 a month can get you unlimited access to all of our bonus content.
We do true crime stuff on there. We pretty much do whatever you guys want us to do.
Yeah, so really just go listen. Love it. Love you.
Love you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right. Bye.
Bye.